for tuning in and listening to this week's Message of Hope on KBOR News Radio, 99.3 FM and 1490 AM from First Christian Church of Burlington, Iowa. This week, we start out in the midst of worship. Stay tuned after the message to learn more about First Christian Church of Burlington.
Today's the first Sunday in the season of Advent, and so what we'll do every single Sunday in this season leading up to Christmas is that we have a special call to worship as we light the candle around the Advent wreath. So the Stewart family is going to come forward and light the candle for us. You can follow along up on the screen or also with the words in your bulletin.
The Spirit of God rests fully in the coming Lord. The promised Lord will rule with the true justice and righteousness.
All enemies will be transformed into friends.
As we trust in God, we find our peace. Let us with hope kindle the light of the Lord.
Lord, we come to worship you on this beautiful day, for it is in this place that we are in your presence. For we come to find you holy in the season of Advent, this time of preparation leading us to the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ. Fill us, O God, for we desire to be your people. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. We invite the young kids of the church to come on down forward and meet Pastor Justin at the steps for today's children's moment.
All right. Good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning? All right, kids, it's almost Christmas, right? Christmas is coming soon. Yesterday was December 1st, and all around, everywhere we look, we see signs that Christmas is coming soon. So what kind of signs do you guys see that remind you that Christmas is almost here? You watch a Christmas movie. Yes, that's great. Merry Christmas, you hear that all the time, yeah? Snow, yeah? What else reminds you that Christmas is coming soon? Yeah, snowball fights remind us Christmas is coming. Christmas Mickey, yeah, Christmas Mickey reminds us Christmas is coming. Yeah, we see decorations at the stores and on our homes. We see movies on TV, and you go in your car and turn the radio on, you hear Christmas music all the time. And all these things remind us that Christmas is coming soon. But 2,000 years ago, there was no television. There was no radio, there was no newspapers or anything like that. Nothing to announce that soon the Savior of the world would be born. Soon that Jesus would be born. There was none of that to announce that Jesus was born. But, and even when Jesus was born, there was very, very few people that knew that it even happened. But the prophets in the Old Testament told us that Jesus would someday be born. And so the people during Jesus' time, they were watching and waiting for Jesus to be born. But nobody knew the time or the day that it would be happening. Now, this time of year is an important time in the life of our church because today marks the first week of Advent. How many of you guys have heard the word Advent? You guys heard the word Advent? Most of you guys? Does anybody know what the word Advent means? There goes all the hands. All the hands are gone. Well, Advent in the dictionary says that Advent means waiting on something important. So what's so important? Is it Christmas? Is it Christmas? No, it's not Christmas. Well, Christmas is important, and it's fun to think about Christmas Day, and it's important because that's Jesus' birthday. But it also is important to remember and wait and watch for Jesus' next coming. Because Jesus promised he's going to one day come back for all of us again. Now, we're not going to hear much of it on the TV or the radio or the newspapers and stuff, but Jesus promised that he's going to come back, and we believe it. And just like those people 2,000 years ago, we need to be watching and preparing for Jesus to come back. So remember, it's great to prepare and celebrate that Jesus' birthday, but let's also remember that we stop and prepare and watch and look for Jesus' next coming as well. Okay? You guys pray with me? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this special time of year and what it means to us. We thank you for keeping your promise to send a Savior, and we thank you for the promise that he will come again. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's kids shout it out.
Amen. Let us pray. Prepare your way, O God. prepare your way of love within us. As this new year of life in your church unfolds on this first Sunday in the season of Advent, make us a people ready to receive you, to learn from you, to receive your gifts, and to live out your calling and mission. Prepare your way within us and fill us with hope, for we have come to worship today to be your people and to be filled with your presence and love. We have heard, O God, we have read ourselves through the scriptures, it has been passed down through the ages, how strong your voice is and how big your presence feels. How it thunders across the lands, calling forth blossoms from parched earth, turning back waters from flooded ground. You stand at the world's door and knock. Who can withstand the sound of your voice? You are so loud and so big and so much larger than anything we could ever dream or imagine or even fathom. You make your presence known, O God, and so we stand up, we turn our face, and we take notice. But yet we also, O God, marvel at how soft your voice is, how it murmurs in the morning, calling forth life from its bed, hastening the night to its own. You come to us walking in the garden at the cool of the day. Who can hide from the sound of your voice? When you speak so softly to us, you come in those evening times when the world is hushed and the busyness of this life turns down. There in that quiet, we hear your still, small voice. And so we ask, O loving God, that you might tarry here with us today. Let your love fill our eyes so that we can see all those around us. Let it love our ears into hearing the voices calling to us. Let it love our hands into healing with the gifts you have granted your children. Let our words be words of love as we pray for those who are in the greatest need here and now today. We remember our loved ones and close friends who need your presence, who need to know that you are always there through all the highs and lows of life, the loud moments and the quiet days. Here in the season of Advent, may our voices ring with joy and peace and hope. Wherever you send us, may we be diligent in following you, for we are ever in search of your salvation, even as we continue to search for the child, the Christ, the one who is our Savior, in whose name we sing for joy and offer our prayers. Our scripture reading today comes from the Gospel according to Luke in chapter 21, verses 25 to 36. We invite the Spirit of God to be upon us and bless us as we hear God's word read in the midst of worship today. There will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars and on the earth, distress among the nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heaven will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in on a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the leaves. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know the kingdom of God is near. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. So be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap, for it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and stand before the Son of Man. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God for it. We're starting a brand new sermon series today called Waiting on the World to Change. And so our band has a little intro song to kind of get us ready. And so check this out now.
the world to change. One day our generation is gonna rule the population. So we keep waiting, waiting on the world to change, waiting on the world to change.
So if you were to make a list of all the things that you would write to Santa Claus and ask Santa to bring you this year, not just in your own regular life, not just things for your home, not just for things for your own enjoyment as a human being, but if the things that Santa Claus could bring you all the way from the North Pole to strengthen your spiritual life, if you could make a list of those things to strengthen your life in the Spirit, what would it be? If you could have anything wrapped underneath the Christmas tree, maybe you would like a little bit more faith as a person of God. I mean, you have some, and maybe you're good for the moment here today, but sometimes in our life, when you need faith the most, it seems to have gone missing. Maybe in your life, you'd like a little bit more love wrapped up under the tree this year. Not just like love for your spouse, love for your friends and your family. Not just like love, like you are madly in love with someone over the moon. Not just in those ways, but actually love for people that you may not necessarily care for. You know, Jesus always gets in the way, kind of jabs us in the side in the Scriptures when he keeps on saying that we should love our enemies. And that's hard. That's a difficult thing to do. It is hard to love people that don't like us. It is hard to love people that we positively can't stand. We could use a big old box of love under the Christmas tree this year. But maybe what you and I need under the tree this year is a huge and massive lifetime supply, never-ending supply of patience. Maybe that's what you need for this year. Because I don't know what it's like in other generations. I only know what it's like here and now. But let me just say, we are pretty awful when it comes to patience. We do not like to wait. Waiting is the worst. We wait for our kids to finish brushing their teeth, to put on their shoes correctly and keep them on out the door. We wait for meetings to arrive. We wait for the doctor's office to call with test results. We wait for apps to load and for our television to show up. We wait for water to boil at the stove, and we stand and we wait and we get flustered, especially on those times when we have to hurry up to wait. When things take longer than we're convinced they really should. And of all the fruit of the Holy Spirit that the Apostle Paul writes about in the Bible, that we should have in our life, I mean, he names things like peace and love and kindness and gentleness. The hardest thing is patience. It has to be the worst, the hardest thing to have in our life. But there is good news. There is good news because starting here today, we're going to get some practice with this patience and waiting thing. Having to watch the clock, having to count the days. We heard the song, we're starting our new sermon series called Waiting for the World to Change. And so over the next 4 weeks, we'll talk about peace and hope and love and joy. We will watch and we will wait. We will get ourselves ready. And all the preparation is to ensure that we are ready to celebrate the birth of Christ as a church family together, and in our lives as individuals. We will be ready and waiting for the birth of Christ to come, our Messiah and our Savior. We like to jump right to Christmas morning, tear open the packages, but Advent makes us wait. And that's a good thing because we can use the practice. And so we start today. I'm wondering if in your life you ever feel like you are just so busy that you get stuck in so much of a routine that it feels like at times you're simply just kind of going through the motions. Not that it's bad, but sometimes whenever you go to work and you go to school and you go to meetings and you go home and you go to lunch and you have dinner, you're simply just like checking things off your to-do list, kind of making sure that you're kind of mentally still keeping yourself on track. And so sometimes in the midst of all you have to do and all those things that are really wonderful and great in life, you get so busy, we get so busy, we forget what we had for lunch yesterday. We can't remember what we had for breakfast today, like 3 hours ago. Life gets so busy sometimes. And it's all good, but sometimes this routine becomes too nice. And we only go through the motions, moving from one thing to the next. And sometimes all the sameness that we feel in life makes us feel kind of numb. And we lose all feeling. Sometimes this numbness and this ability loses the way to feel. Like we almost become desensitized to things that are happening around us. Like maybe you've driven down the same street to the same job for years and you've lost the ability to notice the sun rising on an early winter day across a dormant field. You used to look and notice, but now you just keep on driving. Sometimes you even stop. Stop noticing the kids standing at the corner waiting for the school bus. The joy of all that is to come in a brand new week. You used to say, praise the Lord, it is a Monday morning. And now you're like, it's a Monday. It's another Monday. Sometimes we miss that because we're worn down. This numbness pops up with the news that is all over our phone and all over the papers and television. I mean, it's like every day. It's always so awful and always so tragic. Shootings and wildfires and abuse. Such awful things. And very often we hear it so much, it doesn't even faze us anymore. Shooting someplace and we're like, well, how about that? That's how it is today. We even sometimes see worship in the same way. I mean, I was reading this article this past week of a whole bunch of churches that were saying that worship has become so routine, it has become stale. I mean, it's like new every week, but it's still the same songs and the same order and like the same greeting and like the same basic message. And it's all well and good. And it's all well and fine. But after a while, it has become unemotional, kind of lost its feeling. It's simply just become numb. This article was saying that kind of churches will do anything they can to get people's attention to maybe say that maybe they want to come back next Sunday. Included in this is a huge, massive list of things to get our attention. I'm talking about fog machines and dry ice up on the stage and flashing, huge, blinding lights. I mean, I don't know if you're watching the football games yesterday, but whenever you saw the teams come out of the locker room running onto the field, there was smoke and there was fire and there was all kinds of things. And it was pretty amazing. And I'm sitting on the couch and I wanted to go bust some heads and run the field and get involved in the game. It was pretty fired up. Smoke and flames and flags and all kinds of things. And so the article was saying that churches will do anything to get people's attention. Wouldn't it be sweet if in our church we gave this a go? I mean, we could have the band stand in the back and be like a bunch of smoke everywhere and on bass guitar, Jerry Hayes, he comes running out and everybody's clapping and everything. I mean, that'd be pretty amazing. I mean, we'd spice things up. Maybe you'd come back. Maybe you wouldn't come back. Probably not, but it'll get your attention. I mean, you can't blame churches. You can't fault them. We have the best news on earth. Jesus Christ, come just for us. And we do anything we can to break through the plain, old, ordinary routine that becomes numb and stale to share the good news. You can't fault these churches one bit. Anything they can to share the gospel. But the thing about it is that in all of our efforts to kind of get God's attention to come and find us. Like we're on the side of the road, flagging down God, like where our car has broken down. God, God, can you stop? Can you pull aside over here? Like we're Tom Hanks in the movie Castaway, writing the word help in the sand, praying that someone will stop and fly over and give us some attention. We feel like that sometimes, praying that we can break through the noise and the monotony of life. But the thing is, when you read the scripture today on the first Sunday in Advent, it's not like that at all. We don't have to flag God down. We don't need smoke machines and flames. I mean, as awesome as that would be for our band and for the choir, as amazing that is, Jesus is saying that God comes to us. That God is the one who does the breaking through the monotony of our lives. I mean, you heard the scripture. Jesus says there will be signs in the moon and the sun and the stars on earth. There will be distress among all the nations, confused by the roaring of the seas and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding for what is coming, for this new power where the heavens are shaking. They will see the Son of Man riding in on a cloud with great glory and great power. And so Jesus says, stand up and raise your head. Take notice, because redemption is coming near. God shows up in our midst. And the amazing thing is that usually when it comes to Advent and Christmas, we almost always say that this is a time of peace. Peace and quiet. I mean, if you look past like the 10 inches of snow that we got last week, if you actually watched it falling, when it just began, it was as peaceful as can be. So we think of the snow falling and the manger scenes and the nativity and the shepherd and the wise men and Mary and Joseph. And it's like a lovely pastoral scene painted this time of year in watercolor. And even the hymns that we sing sometimes give us this impression. Remember that old hymn, Away in a Manger? Little Lord Jesus, no crying he made. I mean, I don't know what babies are like in your life. Sometimes they're quiet, like about every 2 seconds, they're as loud as can be. And so sometimes they're quiet. But the kids who lived in my house when they were young, they could get the whole church's attention, the whole neighborhood's attention. They'd be screeching as loud as can be. And it was amazing. But the scriptures say, no crying he made. It's not often like that. What Jesus is saying here and now is that God breaks into our life, and it is absolutely amazing. Jesus comes, and it is loud, and it gets our attention, and it fills our lives and fills our ears. And Jesus says, some people don't know what is happening. They are afraid. They even faint. But God comes to us in the season, not just with words and signs and hidden messages. God comes to us in the presence of Christ. It changes the whole entire world. And we have to be ready. And we have to be ready. If you were here last Sunday, then you heard the story from the book of Revelation. This crazy old book at the very back of the Bible. And in the middle of this crazy book, we heard practical things about how to work on our life of faith. And so here today, just like last week, Jesus himself in Luke's gospel gives us tangible things to work on to be ready. He says, be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with all the worries of life. Be alert at all times so that you are ready, so you can pray that you have the strength to keep on going. Don't be stressed out by the living of your days. Don't be stuck in that same old routine every single day, where every day feels like the next. But live lives of expectation, expecting that God can do something extraordinary in worship today, at home with your family, at work this week. Be on the lookout, Jesus says, so you don't fall asleep at the wheel, but that you are on the edge of your seat and you are ready. Because we don't want to be numb to our feelings, but we pray for God to break into our lives in extraordinary ways. Whatever form God comes. Young and old and in between, God comes to us. May we find that love this week. Let us pray. Oh, loving God, we give you thanks and praise for your Son, Jesus Christ, that comes to fill our life here today. Help us live lives of preparation so that we may move with patience and expectation and hope, looking forward to Christ alive here in our midst. Help us, oh God, because we are not the best at waiting. We like when things happen here and now on our time and in our watch and calendar. So help us look forward, O God, to find your presence in Jesus Christ, wherever it shows up each and every day. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's message of hope from First Christian Church, Disciples of Christ here in Burlington, Iowa. We are located at 1221 Park Avenue on the south side of town in between the airport and Dankwart Park. If you're looking for a new church home or searching for something beyond yourself, we hope you will join us for worship this Sunday morning. We offer two styles of worship each Sunday. Our traditional service is at 8:45 a.m., featuring beloved hymns of the faith. Our contemporary service is at 10:45 a.m. and is led by our amazing band. In both services, you'll hear a sermon similar to the one you listened to today on the radio. Be welcomed at the Lord's table for communion and join with us in prayer and praise. During the summer, Children's Church is offered at our 10:45 service. There's no better way to begin our week in worship, so we hope you will join us here at First Christian Church.
Hi, this is Dave Yonker, Senior Pastor at First Christian Church in Burlington. We hope that you'll join us on December 24th for our Christmas Eve services at 5, 7, and 9 p.m. as we celebrate the birth of Christ and experience His gifts of hope, peace, joy, and love. You can find us at 1221 Park Avenue on the south side of Burlington or online at www.burlingtondoc.org. In this busy season of hustle and bustle, may God's grace be born into us this Christmas.